Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The line to see the body of Queen Elizabeth is stretching more than 4 miles long as we speak. Literally thousands and thousands of people waiting to pay their respects. And we are going to speak to Ruth. Ruth lives in the UK and she is at this event. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Good morning, Ruth. And where are you right now?
I've actually just coming on my way back from London. We've actually just been into London from very early this morning, our time, to pay our respects and to go and have a walk past of the Queen lying in state in Westminster Hall.
So you've already seen the Queen?
Yes. We decided to get up very early our time this morning. So we were up at 3 a.m. today, and it's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're just heading home. So we've just been past and paid our respects, and it was very moving. It was a very emotional experience.
Oh, wow.
Ruth, how long were you in line to pay your respects to Queen Elizabeth?
Well, we did very well. It was 5 hours, which we were fully prepared for probably double that. But we decided to get up really early, and we got the first trains going into London. And so I think we just did it at the right time. Me and my friend Lisa, we just thought we'd get up, go and get it done. And we joined the queue just at the right time, I think, because I believe now the queue is about double what we had.
10 hours
That's
minimum.
Crazy.
And you were prepared, Ruth. You said yourself you were prepared
we were.
To wait 10 hours.
We absolutely were. We had like backpacks on with little fold-up stools. We had sandwiches and crisps and snacks and everything you can think of to keep us going. And actually, we didn't really need any of it because the line moved, the queue moved the whole time. And the queue, the atmosphere in the queue was actually really nice. Everybody was chatting, everybody was sharing their stories, and it was actually quite a nice place to be.
That's what I wanted to ask you, how everyone was feeling, what the mood was like.
Well, queuing up, it was really quite nice. And because of the way they've done the queuing along the River Thames, you've got so much to see. There's really lovely sights to see. And you're seeing, we walked under the London Eye. We saw all these lovely sights. So you were really kind of, your mind was kept off why you were there, the real reason you were there, until you got very close. And then it really did become quite emotional when you realized that what was going to happen imminently.
So one more question I have for you, and I don't mean it to be morbid. I'm just very curious. How close were you to the casket when you came up to pay your respects?
We were probably about 5 meters, something like that. Not even maybe. It was we were very, very close. You go right by the side of it, just literally meters away.
Wow. What an unbelievable feeling that must have been for you.
It really was. It really was.
In your lifetime, Ruth, you've known nobody else.
No, that's it. I'll never experience anything like that again, hopefully. But I'm really glad that I went and did it and was prepared to do that. Because, she gave this country so much and the world so much. She meant so much to everybody.
Ruth, did you see anybody trying to sneak photos?
There were a few. There were a few people, but actually, on the whole, most people were very respectful. You were told outside to turn off your phones, and I think, 90% of people were very respectful of that.
Well, Ruth, again, please accept our condolences and our support here from America, San Diego specifically. We are so happy that you feel good about your visit, that you completed it, that you did it in what you think is a very reasonable time of 5 hours. You were prepared to wait for 10. You're amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It's going to be a very interesting time for England, is it not?
Absolutely. It's all changed. And we're all, I think, the feeling on the whole that people are, you know, people are very supportive. They're going to be very supportive of the new king. And everything is, you know, hopefully looking positive.
Ruth, one more question before we let you go. And again, thank you for your time. We've heard that England needs now to adopt a new national anthem. Any truth to the rumor that it's going to be the Beatles' All You Need Is Love?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'd say that any day.
All right.
That would be so much fun.
Ruth, thank you for taking time out of your morning and after standing in line for so long and sharing that experience with us, because we really do appreciate it.
You're so welcome. It was lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you as well, Ruth. Can you imagine 10 hours now? And people are happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.